What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Queen Key, on the beat. Yes, that's right, your girl, Queen Key, on the beat. What is going on, y'all? We are in the month of February. It is Black History Month. It is Valentine's Love is in the Air Month. What is going on, you guys? What is the tea? What is new? What's old? What's not it? And what is going on? Today, we are going to talk about exactly what I said. What is going on? Because it's just been a crazy 2 weeks for me. And I got to talk about what's really going on, y'all. So let's go ahead. Before we actually hop into this episode, y'all, I need you to go ahead and run it up on Spotify. Follow the podcast on Spotify. I have some great content coming up. We will talk about that later. Some new things, some switchovers, some rebranding. So I'm so excited. So make sure you guys are tuned in and following and leaving a rating as well. Let's go ahead and hop right into this episode because I have some things that I have to get off my chest. Okay, y'all, so what's up? So like I told y'all, I said, what is really going on? Is it just me or have y'all felt like the past 2 weeks? First of all, when February comes, February flies. It's like January drags out and then boom, February comes and it goes so fast. So it felt like for me, the past 2 weeks has been a standstill moment. Like I told you guys at the beginning of the month, I try to create a schedule of content, of whether it's for YouTube, for my podcast, for TikTok. I come up with a schedule for my days and what I will be dropping on those specific days. I come up with my topics. I come up with different brainstorm ideas for that complete month. So it felt like the past 2 weeks was at a standstill for me. It felt like how I told you guys in the prior episode, how that previous week I felt unmotivated. And it feels like the month of February is always the month that I fall. I go hard in January. I make all these goals. I make this whole list of things that I want to change, things that I want to do. And then it's like February comes. And it's like, okay, the first week of February, you might, I stick to that goal. And then it's like, as the time goes by, Okay, y'all. It's your girl, Queen Key. And yes, this is a little interruption. So don't leave. Don't walk away. Keep your headphones in. This part of the podcast, I just want to talk a little bit about what I have coming up, what we are working on, what's rebranding, and what's new that's coming for the podcast. So the first thing I want to talk about is we are in Black History Month. Right, so that means you guys know that every year I do a monologue. So be looking out this Sunday for the monologue, the Black History monologue to be dropping. You will want to be in tune for that. And then the next thing is the podcast will be going on a 2 month break to rebrand for the podcast for season 7. It will be different. I would like to have guests, but I am also in the process of handling outside life circumstances. So I am moving. So I would like to get settled in and put my full focus into season 7. So You guys just keep, I'm going to keep promoting, I'm going to keep sharing, I'm going to keep talking about the podcast. So it does not mean that I won't be engaging with you all and communicating with y'all, letting y'all know the new dates, the new things that we have coming forward. And maybe in between, I will throw in a bonus episode here and there just to keep you guys alert about what's going on, or just if I have something on my heart to share. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for you guys who have been in tune with the podcast. Your support, your push, just even if you listen to 5 or 10 minutes or 1 minute or anything like that, it means a lot to me. And your girl, Queen Key, is out. Let's hop back into the episode, y'all. I start to lose that sense of fire. I start to lose it. And it's just like, I don't know why February is always a hard month for me. And then it's like, okay, well then what exactly is causing me to feel this standstill? It was like, I could not do anything. And it was like, okay, I'm going to do something this day. I'm off this day. Okay, so I'm supposed to record this day, or I'm supposed to do that on this day. And it was just like, these past 2 weeks has been a frenzy. And it was almost like God was like, hey, I told you this was the era where the habit breaking, the things that I was doing has to change in order for me to grow. And it was like, okay, bingo, a light popped in my head, like, okay, Key, get back in the grind. So I had to meditate, I had to pray, and I had to really get back down into my spirit and into my soul, because when my spirit and my soul and my energy is not sitting right and it's not in alignment, I get frustrated. I act off of emotion. I act off of impulse. And sometimes that is not a good thing, especially when being weighed down and just being overwhelmed and feeling this and feeling like that, and just basically just feeling like you're all over the place. So I had to really take some time. Like, really take some time. And really talk to God, because I was like, okay, I ended up seeing some things, taking some things wrong. And I was like, okay, God, like, what is really going on? Like, what is wrong with me? I was having days where I really couldn't sleep, and I was getting up early, or I was sleeping late. And it just felt like I was tossing and turning, and I was taking cat naps. And I'm just like, I am just not feeling it. And then yesterday I woke up and I was in a good mood at first. And then I had prayed and everything. I had put my gospel music on, you know, getting myself together. And then it was like, okay. Soon as I stepped out the door and got to work, it was like, that's when the test came in. And I kept seeing this post or this phrase, like, you know, when you praying for something and God tests you through what you're praying God to help you get through, and he's watching us to see how we react and how he tests us in that situation that we're asking him to bring us out of. It didn't click in my head, and I'm like, that's why I've been like this. That's why I have been off. And so, yeah, sometimes you have to sit and look in the mirror. You know, I listen to Ice Spice new song, Fart something, but I like it. And it's also saying something that Michael Jackson said in one of his songs. I always told you guys, the person in the mirror is about sitting down and looking in the mirror and really self-reflecting and taking accountability. Growth is all about taking accountability for the actions or the part that you played in something and realizing, like, okay, you learned your lesson, you know what you did wrong, so you apply a different action the next time around, or you know how to handle it, or you know how to respond or act accordingly, or how to react in a different way. And so I just kept telling myself, like, man, I know I have to do this Black History voiceover. I know I have to, you know, go out this season with a bang, with a huge bang, so that when season 7 comes and you guys are having that anticipation and I'm communicating and engaging and letting you guys know, like, what is really going on. So what is going on with you all? Is February just a hard month for me, or is it a hard month for you? Or what is it in your life that is just weighing you down, that is just stopping you, your emotions, feeling overwhelmed, everything? What is it? What's going on? So, in the midst of these 2 weeks, you guys, it was like the message was trying to be told to me, but I couldn't see it clearly. And it was just like, what? Why am I acting like this? Or why is this going on? And why is certain past things popping up in my head? Or what is it that was really going on that was really triggering me? And it really is a self-reflection. And that's why I was telling you guys, I have this shadow book, this journal that I work in, to really write down the things that are deep, you know, the things that people don't know about me, people don't, you know, get to see, you know. So I write it out in my journal. I write it and I think it. And the more that it gets out on the paper, the easy I am of getting triggered. So it's just finding ways to cope. It's finding ways that when you are feeling down, or when you out of the blue have this depression, or out of the blue just have this mood and you're agitated and you're irritated and everything around you seems to annoy you. And that was the biggest thing. It was like, I didn't want to be bothered, but then it was like, I want to be bothered, but then it was like, why ain't nobody talking to me? Well, you know what, I don't want to talk to nobody anyway. And then it was just like, oh my goodness. And it was just like, God is telling me that I need to focus on myself. I need to revamp Queen Key. I need to work on the queen herself. In order to be a help to other people, I have to be a help to myself. And so in the process of working on yourself and in the process of learning and loving yourself is knowing what you're not going to allow, knowing what you're not going to put up with, knowing what you like, what you don't like. You know, things change over the years, you know. So different years go by and months and decades, and every time you're growing, you're becoming a new person, you're developing, things are changing. And so I just had to tell God, like, hey, okay, like, look, I hear you. Like, the main focus, the main goal is growing. It's growth. It's self-love. It's self-help. It's push. It's motivation. It's going for everything that you said that you wanted at the beginning of this year. At the beginning of this year, I made a a list, and I prayed over it going into the new year about things that I wanted to work on, things that I wanted to change, the things that I knew I would desire. And so, you guys, don't stop. When you are in that mood or you're in that feeling of overwhelm and depression and just feeling like, okay, I was just okay. I was just in a good mood. I was just in a good spirit. Figure out what is the trigger. Okay, what? Replay your day. Think about what led up to the mood change or to you feeling overwhelmed. What were you thinking about? Sometimes we can't always remember what we was thinking about that morning unless it was something that was really stressful or overwhelming that's really taking a toll on your body. So yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember what you were thinking at the time. But what is it that you were thinking? What is it that you were doing? Is there a certain situation that you're praying and asking God to bring you out of? And then when being tested, it's not going as planned. So remember to stop, breathe, take a breath, and figure out what is really going on. Write it out. Listen to some music. However it is that you have to release and to let go, do it. Okay, you guys, that's all I wanted to share with you all. Don't forget to stay in tune because the Black History voiceover will be dropping soon. It's a quick 1 minute monologue, but it has a lot of truth and words to it. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Thank you guys so much for watching. And I appreciate you guys so much. And your girl, Queen Key on the Beat, is out. Peace.